You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The UBC English Students Association invites students to submit their original work to be presented at the Colloquium, the second annual conference to be hosted by the ESA. This conference features presentations from undergraduate students, graduate students, and faculty members, and offers a great opportunity to showcase your research and to see the work being done by other members of the English department. Submissions will be accepted until 11:59 p.m. on Friday, December 11th. Please visit ubcenglish.com and the UBC English Students Association on Facebook for more information.
The UBC Ski and Snowboard Club is a non-profit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Yeah. Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors, cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips. Yeah.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory in on the UBC campus in Vancouver, British Columbia. The show is A Face for Radio. I am your host, Eric Coates, and I am here with a special guest today, my friend Nathan Hare. How's it going?
It's going well. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming in the midst of exams. How's that going?
It's going okay. I've had one. I don't think I did that well on it. I just feel like I'm not a good student.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sure you're better than you think you are.
Yeah.
Or at least, you know, being a good student isn't necessarily equated to being
a good person
or a smart person.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's the thing. I'm smart, but
kind you're of too smart for these guys, huh?
Yeah, that's what I feel like everyone says, or that's like the classic like lazy guy. He's like, oh, I'm smart, but I just don't apply myself, or I just don't study. It's not me. I try really, really hard, and I don't do well at all.
I definitely hide behind that. You know, if you have potential, then it's like you're okay no matter how, like as long as you can postpone that, like the timeline for that potential being fulfilled.
Yeah, totally. I mean, like it's such an easy out, or, you know, to be like, yeah, like I just didn't try.
Yeah.
So that's what I feel like everyone says. They're like, oh yeah, I got this grade, but I didn't study, so it's good.
Yeah. Although it's so sad when you hear someone who's like, I got this grade, but I like studied so hard.
I feel like that's the cool thing to do now. Or I think like the more just go for those big leaps in conversation. I think that's what everyone should do. Just be like, yeah, I got 50, but, and I spent like 12 hours studying and it really sucks.
Yeah, I agree. There should just be more conviction.
Yeah, exactly. Just take a stance and roll with it.
Exactly. Be bold, listeners. Anyways, what else is new?
I'm not sure where that advice came from. Man, not much. Just doing my thing. specifically my thing is going to grocery stores and stealing out of the bulk bins.
Oh, yeah?
No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I just didn't have anything to say there. Yeah.
That's okay. That's what the show's about. It's a music show with interludes about nothing.
What is new with me? I don't know. I was killing a little bit. I got here a little bit early, and I was killing some time. I went to that grocery store.
And then new sub in the Nest?
Yeah. It's the...
Called the grocery store,
yeah,
right?
The grocery store. I know. I'm... Come on, guys. Get a better title. But I just feel like I hate whenever I kill time, I just am like searching around to buy something. Like, why is that my go-to?
Just capitalism, man.
Do you ever have that experience?
Sometimes.
If you have like 15 minutes, you'll go just like get a coffee, but you don't actually need one. You're just trying to do something with your time.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that every once in a while. Either that,
but you don't drink coffee.
No.
Why is that?
I just don't like the taste.
It's just purely a taste thing? Because I remember you had some pretty strong convictions about...
It's also like I don't feel like I need to drink coffee. Like the benefit of getting the stimulus or being a part of like a community of coffee drinkers isn't something that like I feel I need to spend an extra like $5 a day to do.
That's true.
And also it's just like I'm not huge on hot beverages.
Oh yeah.
Or just hot foods in general.
Right.
Like, I drink tea regularly,
okay,
but I need to wait it to cool down.
Okay.
So there are mornings if I wake up too late, I won't have tea because I need at least half an hour for the tea to be made and then cool down before I can drink it.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah, but I don't know. I drank coffee once when I was, like, six. I think I was very tired or bored, and my grandma forced me to drink some coffee, and then I hated it and puked it out, and then that image stuck.
Yeah. I feel like there's a few things wrong with that situation. Like, specifically, you were six, which everyone knows is the prime age for high doses of caffeine, and I don't know what your grandma was brewing up, but...
Yeah. Yeah, my grandma.
She's barista, right? It was a pour-over?
Yeah. Yeah, it was something fancy.
Yeah.
No, I think it was one of those, you know, where it looks like just like a water cooler?
Yeah,
except
there's
coffee coming out.
Yeah.
It was that.
Yeah. Maxwell House. And by community of coffee drinkers, I'm a little bit solid because you guys can't see me, but I'm wearing all black and a beret.
He is.
And I'm playing the bongos right now. It's off mic, though.
Yeah.
I was watching, what movie is that in that they're like, it's one of those early 2000 romantic comedies, but like high school comedies. And they're going through all the different cliques, and they're like, cliques? Or
I think it's clique.
And they're kind of going, and they go, and like those are the coffee drinkers. And it was like the early 2000s version of coffee drinkers, and they're all like that. They all look like, what are the people that, beat poets. They all look like beat poets. And I laughed so hard because I was like, yeah, that's not a like sub. That's not a community you see these days. I think we should bring it back.
Bring back the coffee drinker clique?
Was that a thing?
I don't know. Do you know there's a tea drinking club on campus?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. I talked to the guy. I think his name was Ben.
Yeah.
He was very nice. And he gave me a delicious Earl Grey.
Cool. Yeah, I think that there is like... I heard about this thing where you don't... When you make a tea... People who are really into tea, when they have their teapot, they won't wash it or something. I could be getting this wrong. But it's kind of like when you have a cast iron skillet and you leave kind of flavors in there. I think that's the same thing with tea.
Yeah, yeah. Because
you can't do that with coffee because it'll ruin it. But that's a thing in the Navy, I think, is that they don't wash their coffee mugs either. It's like a sign of how long they've been there is how dirty your coffee mug is.
Okay.
I'm screwing up all these. These are all
made up. Completely invented references.
No, but it's just true. I'm sure that references. Navy one is true. I don't know why I say the Navy. Maybe it's all Army. I don't know the differences between the two. I'm really exposing my ignorance. Sucks because my midterm yesterday, final, was on...
Coffee?
Yeah, coffee. traditions. Coffee-based. In the Army specifically and the Navy. And I still can't tell the difference.
In the military.
Yeah, military. There you go. That's the word.
Well, Nathan, on that note, let's get some music going. We had some technical issues to start it off, but this Saturday was the Mint Records Ridiculously Early Christmas Party. So I'm going to play a few songs off of the Hot Heroes 2 compilation that Mint Records put out. And before doing that, I want to send out my best wishes and speedy recoveries and lots of love to Nardwar, the human serviette, who unfortunately, very sadly, suffered a stroke at the Christmas party on Saturday, but now is recovering in hospital. So this goes out to Nardwar. In a second.
Oh, with love and kindness. I will beg him to send you to heaven.
Heaven, the best place for comfort. Heaven, the best place for comfort. Heaven, the best place for comfort. Heaven, the best place for comfort.
When you see a good thing in this world and you try to change it to bad, when you see a white thing in this world and you try to say it's black, if you treat me the way you treated Jesus, I will beg God to send you all to hell.
Hell will suffer you forever. Hell will suffer you forever. Hell will suffer you forever. Hell will suffer you forever.
And we are back. You are listening to A Face for Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. My name's Eric. I'm here with my friend Nathan, and we have a couple more guests. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Sure. My name is Ilana Schechter.
And I'm Shay.
I don't know why I said my last name.
Pretty much a Shay McConkie.
Sorry, yeah, it was just weird that I didn't say yeah. my name. Shay McConkie.
Well, you're a regular of the show now, pretty much.
I was just going to say, I think I was here last week.
You were.
I'm just over invading. I'm invading you.
You're taking over. One time, one show isn't enough for you. Okay, anyway, the folks at home might be interested in knowing what we played. So we started it all off with the song Pumping Up the Dream by Energy Slime off the Hot Heroes 2 compilation. And then we played the Rennie Wilson remix of the song Acid by Faith Healer, also off of that compilation, which is a pretty good compilation. And we finished the set off with the song Heaven and Hell by William Onyebor off of the compilation album as well, World Psychedelic Classics 5, who is William Onyebor, released in 2013 by Luwaka Bop Records. William Onyebor, if you guys were interested in knowing who he was a Nigerian musician who made records, I think, between 1975 and 1983, something like that. He played a lot of weird, like, funky stuff. It was just, like, all over the place. And he stopped making music in 1983 because he became an evangelical Christian and and very successful business entrepreneur. Mm. Wow. So he dedicated, like, the next 20 years of his life to being a businessman and is, like, a big communications guy in Nigeria or something. So and he became like a pastor. He became like the head guy in his church. Mm-hmm. So, and he left his music behind. So that's all I know about him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds like he really made a big improvement.
He moved, I don't know. His music was pretty good.
Yeah. Depends which way you look at it, I guess.
It's all a matter of perspective, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Damn straight. Yeah. So, what are you guys up to?
Well, I'm getting a tour of the station from Shay. I'm hoping to one day have my own radio show at CITR. This is the dream. It's going to be called Just Chilling.
Just Chilling?
Just Chilling.
And what's it going to be about?
It's basically going to be about chilling and getting people to appreciate the beauty in being still, basically, and coming together with friends and coming together and basically enjoying each other's presence and the kind of wisdom that comes from that and sharing that with the world, with the CITR radio waves.
That is the world. We broadcast live online.
Yeah. That's right. It's going to be a podcast, and I'm just going to get like people who are chilling to come chill with me, so then it'll just be like, I'm so chilling all chilling. The time.
So there's going to be like a big, like what we've got going on here, sort of.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
No, this is very uptight.
That is the kind of atmosphere I like to I like to foster in my radio show.
We're all in stiff suits right now. It's so itchy. Why do
well,
you guys wear these
besides
uniforms?
You, Nathan, who are dressed as a beat poet.
Yeah.
Part of the coffee drinker community.
Yeah.
I see you at a coffee shop, you know, and you're just sipping your tea and you're just with the computer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Two hollowed out bongos filled with dark roast.
That's right. I remember the dark roast has less caffeine in it.
Yeah. You know,
and then the medium roast?
Yeah.
Oh,
the light
wow.
roast has more caffeine in it. Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Yeah.
Who knew?
Right?
Coffee drinkers.
The more you know.
The more you know.
The more you know, yeah.
So we had planned for this this little chatting portion to discuss life and love and all the rest, right, Nathan?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you want to lead the debate
on life and love?
Yeah.
Pro, is it good or bad? Life and love. Thoughts? Worth it?
Yes.
Love?
Yes.
Yeah. I had a feeling that the person with the chill podcast would say, would give a thumbs up.
I'm all about it.
Yeah. I would say I'm all about it as well. Yeah.
That's good. That's a good different stance.
What
no,
is your
I'm
stand?
Kidding. On life and love?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's just like, sometimes it's too much. You got to take a breather. No, I don't know what I'm saying. This is going nowhere.
I know, I put you on the spot.
Yeah, you put me on the spot. That was one offhand comment.
Wait, Eric, what about you? How do you feel about life and love?
Oh, I'm all for it.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, it's you got to make the best with what you got.
True.
Yeah. Enjoy it while you have it.
True.
That's just, you know.
Do you guys listen to Serial?
Yeah.
I have listened to it, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
New episode. We could just play that.
Yeah. Okay. Madeline just told me briefly about the
show. Oh, season two.
I haven't listened to it yet.
What's season two about?
It's about, I don't know. I don't.
Something
new with the military. I keep talking about that, but yeah. It's something to do with that. I don't know what the story
is. Well, like season one was the Adnan Syed
thing.
Wait,
what are you talking about?
Serial, like the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is season two.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, it's a new story,
right?
Okay, so let's. What do I feel like I'm dictating this right now?
Well, do you guys?
I'm intrigued in your stance, like.
I think
life
you just,
and love.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, ask me a question.
Okay.
I have a good question about this, actually.
Yeah.
No one. Well, hardly. Very few people. Take my answer on this question. Would you rather?
Yes, I'd rather eat 10 chocolate bars.
No, would you rather live until you're 80, sleeping 8 hours a day? Like, that's what you need. So you live until you're 80, but you have to sleep a third of your day. Or would you rather live until, I change it to make it a bit fair, let's say 55, but you only have to sleep 4 hours a day. So in the end, the math isn't right, but let's suppose it is. you live the same, like you're awake the same amount of hours. It's just a shorter amount of time if you live until 55, but longer if you live until 80.
It's like the same percentage of like sleep that you would be getting, right?
Well, no, you sleep less, right? Okay. If you live until 55,
right? Okay.
But you feel
okay.
As well
like
rested.
The awake time. Yeah. You don't need it. You just 4 hours and you're good.
Well, I would say that, like right now, I'm sleeping 4 hours a day, and it's pretty awesome. And I think that
and you're gonna die at 55, right?
I think. Logically. I mean, not to like you know, go meta on your question of would you rather, but I think that the whole 8 hour a day thing. We do need 8 hours of sleep if, for example, like I think that there are ways for you to feel good and feel awake without necessarily needing to sleep 8 hours. And I think even if you do sleep 4 hours, you are capable of, you know, being extremely energetically there, right? Because I think that there's kind of like a disconnect between the health or what we take as health and what actually is health, you know? So, for example, the idea that we need to sleep 8 hours a day isn't necessarily true if, for example, you get into more mindful living, you know, or if you get into more, you know, meditational-based practices, because that actually is a way for you to get energy without necessarily needing to sleep more. You know what I mean? Yeah. So okay. I would probably go 4 hours to the 55 years old kind
nice.
Of thing, right?
That's yeah. my answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one ever, yeah. no one, that's very rarely. What about you two?
Well, I guess it's like, what are you doing in those? You get an extra 4 hours a day, but.
But that's exactly it. It's your choice to like use the time
well, see,
for whatever you want.
My idea was if I do that, right? Let's say I sleep between like 3 and 7 a.m. Mm. I would work. I could work from like 8 to 4, like some days, and then some days work from like 7 p.m. to 3 a.m., whatever.
Yeah.
And then on the days where I work 8 to 4, then I can, like, I can go out at night. I can consume all the things I want to consume. Mm-hmm. So I can, like, read. I can produce things. Mm-hmm. I can, like, I'd have all the time to do the stuff that I don't have the time to do.
So you would have more time to, like, make your life more balanced, essentially.
Yeah, and then I could take the mornings to, like, go on hikes. Mm-hmm. I could live a well-rounded life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where I feel like... Yeah. It's harder to do in the 8 hours a day. Like for me personally,
mm-hmm.
I just want a cop out.
Yeah, I feel like it's very hard to imagine like what life would be like at 55. And I mean, honestly, 55 to 80, like are those years even worth it? Like, what's
well,
going
that's
on
the other
there?
Point.
Yeah,
like, no, you want to spend time with your loved ones and stuff, but like no one's really doing much in between those years,
you're
right? You're
really...
kind of just sustaining what you already
yeah.
have.
Yeah, exactly. If you're living really hard and really fast, then you probably are going to be super satisfied by the time you're 55.
What is like the definition of living hard and living fast for you guys? What's like your ideal? Is that what you guys want and you're being held back? You like to chill. I already know that. But like, I guess I phrased my question poorly, but like,
well, I got.
Do you want a lot? Do you feel more satisfied in days when you're super, super busy? Maybe it's not always productive, but like, do you like to be really busy or do you like to have open time?
Well,
Eric?
Two things. I based this question because Ernest Hemingway killed himself at 60 because he was like, there's no point in living beyond this age if I can't enjoy it. I mean, this still goes to the urban legend. I don't know if that was what was going through his head. But the urban legend is that he was like, no point. I can't do all the stuff that I want to do because I'm getting old. So you're just going to end it all. And so I was thinking about that was the point. But to your question, I think you need a balance. Mm-hmm. Like, I like to be busy. I think I'm generally happier when I'm doing things. I feel like I am in like a lull sort of more... In the sedentary state, it's like I'm not doing stuff. I have lots of free time. It's like it's fine. That's just how I feel. I feel fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think to me, like the definition of chilling is really when you owe the time that you have to yourself, right? So that is what's important for me to fill my days in is as much as possible owing the time that I do have to myself rather than to a to a system or to a concept or to whatever that wants to take our time from us.
Yeah,
you know?
See.
And that's the creation aspect, because when you are creating, you are happier because you're creating something for yourself and you're creating something for, you know, whatever it is that your purpose is in that moment, you know, and that's much more powerful than, you know, going to work and trading your time, which is your most valuable resource, for, you know, money in this situation, which is the typical example.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, lots of the time when I'm, you know, when I have like the easygoing days, I'm not dedicating that time where I'm easygoing to myself. It's just like, lost in the ether.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to cut this short because we have some tunes. Nathan has some songs that he selected.
Nice.
Thank you, Shay and Alana, for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. I hope you get your show.
Thank you very much.
And this song is called "Some Folks Is Even Whiter Than Me" by Todd Rundgren. And I thought of it as a cheeky joke for Nathan coming in. I was picking it up because he has a double album. And at first I was like, should I play the song Slut? But then I was like, no, don't just be about yourself.
Yeah.
Make it about other people. All right. Enjoy.
Rolling on 10.
Okay.
11, excuse me.
Thank you.
biting my clothes to keep from screaming, taking pills to keep from dreaming. I want to break something important. I want to kick my dad in the shins. I was referring to the present and past tense. It was the only way that I could survive it. I want to close my head.
Comfy cotton shoes. Friends? Well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Xenia!
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
All right. Well, I'm back. Just me and Nathan now. Show's a face for radio here on CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we have Transition State. And we listen to the song, we kick this set off with the song Some Folks Is Even Whiter Than Me by Todd Rundgren off his great double album Something/Anything. Three sides of the double album were recorded only by him. He played all the instruments, produced the album, and the last side was with a full band. And the song we heard was with the full band. And then we listened to the band Kensington Gore from Vancouver with the song Die Apotheker off their self-titled album. I played that because I was going to play their new stuff, which is they released like a flexi disc or something. They played at this art show at the art gallery, and the flexi disc is, if you listen to it one way, it's the human consciousness, and if you listen to it the other way, it's the alien consciousness. And it was a little heady, so I thought I'd go with something a bit less so. You know, it was just too much, right? We previewed it. What'd you think, Nathan?
Yeah, we listened to the Alien Conscious one, and then I started, like, vomiting up these guts that I had inside of me, and my eyes bulged out of my system.
Things got gruesome.
Yeah, I was probed by an alien.
We didn't want that to happen to our listeners, so we spared you. But we listened to that good tune, and then Nathan picked a song for us called Something Soon by Car Seat Headrest off of his album Teens of Style. He was cool. Thank you for that.
No worries. I feel like I didn't write the song or perform it, so.
But you brought it in.
I brought it in.
You shared it.
I did.
At least some people will now know this song because of you.
I mean, like, I was struggling to find. I feel like here is where all the, you know, this is where the cool music is, and I don't know. I don't have that great music taste. Very base level, so I was trying to find something that would stump you, and I'm surprised that you haven't heard of it. I was shocked. Well, how come you haven't heard of it, man?
You stumped me.
Exactly.
Well, I don't think I'm the guardian of cool in this place. I play a variety of different music that's just, you know, it's all over. I wouldn't say it's
lame,
always
stupid.
Lots of
dumb
lame
stuff. Bass.
Just,
yeah.
Just dumb music.
Yeah.
And then we finish it off with the song Comfy Cotton Shoes by Moss Lime, Montreal group, off of their new album Zoo du Québec, which came out.
Zoo du Québec, is that a reference to Montreal, Quebec?
I think it's a reference to like the Quebec City Zoo. If
oh,
there's a zoo
okay.
in Quebec City, either okay. that or Zoo du Québec is like an analysis of society in Quebec,
right?
As in like the human menagerie.
It's funny how that stuff slips by you, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, we got about a couple minutes before we have to play our last song. So we're going to finish it off with a sneak preview, a sample of The Grocery Hour.
Oh, The Grocery Hour? Yeah, my new show called The Grocery Hour. It's all about people talking about where they get their groceries, what they shop for, how often they shop a week or a month. You could be stocking up. So how about you, Eric?
I live at home.
Yeah.
Most of my grocery shopping is done by my mom when I'm at my mom's, by my dad when I'm at my dad's. Sometimes I help my mom with the groceries. We go to No Frills, generally. Sometimes the Safeway for smaller purchases. Occasionally the IGA or Whole Foods if, you know, some extra money comes in and we can shell out for some high-quality organic produce. I'm vegetarian.
I'm not exactly familiar with the vegetarian thing. So this is, describe for me in a couple words.
A couple words?
Yeah. Where does it fall? What can you eat? No meat. Okay. So
just everything else.
Right.
What about you? What's your grocery?
My grocery? I mean, I live like right next to a Save-On Foods.
So you go there.
So that's tempting to go to all the time. So it's nice, but it's also hard because you get cravings or there's something really specific I want to go to. But yeah, I go to No Frills too. It's a little bit further from my house, but
what
I'll
about
walk
over
there? Better prices.
You my dad goes to Costco.
Yeah,
which is weird because he's like on his own.
Really?
I'm there twice a week. Like Costco, I think was made for like families of eight.
Yeah,
you know, or like people who eat enough for
families. It's weird that you have to be a family of eight to get a membership there.
It is odd. My dad had to lie.
You have to cheat the system, yeah.
Yeah, he was like, I'm originally from bountiful British Columbia. Anyway. Well, it was a pleasure having you on the show, Nathan.
Yeah, no worries. Glad you could sneak in there and talk about, a little bit about my groceries.
You know, make some time in the heavy exam season. How many exams do you have left?
I want to say 14, but the real answer is 2.
Oh, you're golden. I have 2.
Nice.
All right, we're going to finish it off with a song that I was listening to yesterday called Plants and Rags by Miss Polly Jean Harvey off her debut album, Dry. So, PJ Harvey to close out the show. Thanks for listening. It's a face for radio. Adios.